Hi, and welcome back to E-commerce Deep Dive. I'm your host, John Giorso, and today we're going to unpack some of the latest news and trends in the Amazon and e-commerce world for the month of January 2023. We have 7 updates for you today, starting with Buy with Prime. This program was expanded to all US-based sellers in January and is designed to provide Prime members with a seamless shopping experience by offering Prime-eligible products from Amazon and third-party sellers. By participating in this program, US-based Amazon sellers can access the large and growing customer base of Amazon Prime members and increase visibility and sales by leveraging the recognizable symbol of fast and reliable shipping that comes with the Prime badge. According to Amazon, Buy with Prime has the potential to increase shopper conversion by 25% on average, so this is a big opportunity for sellers. Next on our list is RX Pass. In addition to Buy with Prime, Amazon has also made a move into healthcare space with the launch of Amazon Pharmacy RX Benefit. It's a monthly $5 subscription plan that will cover a range of generic drugs and doorstep delivery. This is a natural extension of Amazon's focus on improving the customer experience, and we can expect to see more innovation from Amazon in the healthcare space in the future. Number 3, updated supply chain standards. So Amazon updated its supply chain standards, which took effect on January 19th. These updated standards are part of regular reviews that occur every 3 years, and it's essential for products sold in Amazon stores to comply with these standards. Number 4, Amazon Ads Product Tab. So on the advertising side, Amazon Ads launched a new feature called the Product Tab. This makes it easier for sellers to monitor all their ASINs in one place. The Product Tab helps sellers determine which ASINs need improvements for optimal performance, thus improving efficiency on the Amazon Ads platform. Next is Twitch Display Inventory. So Amazon Ads also announced the launch of Twitch Display Inventory available in Amazon DSP for US advertisers. This provides advertisers with new and highly visible, seamless formats to connect with their audience on Twitch. This is important for advertisers who want to expand their reach to first-party Amazon audiences, providing more options for greater programmatic supply. So moving on from Amazon, we have some Walmart updates. So the first is Walmart Business. Walmart recently launched what they're calling Walmart Business, essentially a direct competitor to Amazon Business. In an effort to catch up to Amazon and move to a more robust e-commerce presence, this new shopping experience will cater to SMBs and nonprofit organizations in all of the typical B2B product categories. Unlike Amazon, Walmart has a more curated selection of products, 100,000 versus millions, and Walmart Business offers both a free member and membership version called Walmart Business Plus, where teams can expect additional benefits such as free shipping, free pickup and delivery, rewards, and savings. So next on our list is Walmart Connect. Walmart has seen growth in its retail media division called Walmart Connect, with performance improving across the board. The platform transitioned to a second price auction at the beginning of Q2 of last year, which helped sellers drive higher ROI and increased ad efficiencies. Additionally, Walmart's third-party marketplace has seen a rise in the number of sellers, with the platform having innovations in automation and releasing new ad units. That is all for January of 2023. We hope you found this information valuable and insightful. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review today's episode and visit our LinkedIn page for the latest news and insights into all things e-commerce. As always, we'll keep you updated on the latest news and trends from Amazon and other e-commerce players. So be sure to check back next month when we discuss the latest and greatest from February 2023. Thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you next time.